Good afternoon, everyone. This is America's Heroes Group. It is Saturday, September 8th. This is WVON 1690, the talk of Chicago, and we are on iHeartRadio. All you need to do is download the app to your smartphone or tablet and take us with you wherever. You can also go to WVON.com. You can call us direct, 773-591-1690, and you can also get social, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I am Cliff Kelly, and before I introduce our guest and all of our great people here, our usual at the round table, we want to talk about, let you know, rather, all these great people that are sponsors of America's Heroes Group, proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number, 888-837-3275. The office number is 312-781-1977. America's Heroes Group, also proudly sponsored by AARP Foundation, 222 North LaSalle Street, Suite 760, Chicago, Illinois. The office number is 312-660-8662. Also sponsored by Pearl's Place Down Home Southern Cooking at 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. Phone number 877-275-5852. And we always say, we speak truth to power by engaging, connecting, empowering, and transforming the lives of veterans, active and retired, along with their family members through information, resources, and referrals. And we, as I mentioned, I'm the host of our roundtable. Our panel members, Glenda Smith, is decided to come back.
I take a vacation, and that's what you say? Really?
You weren't here last week. We missed you.
I missed you guys.
She's
too.
Our executive producer. Other producer, Sean Claiborne, is here. Sean, how are you?
Very well.
Good, good. Outstanding member. Executive member, Attorney Ernesto Borges. How are you, Counselor?
Everybody else is regular, but he's outstanding. How about
outstanding.
That?
I like that. Yeah, I'll pay you after the show. Thank you.
We've been friends too long. You don't need it. We're going to get into some things right now, just all kinds of things. We've got, we talked about this briefly, but vets have been complaining of poor VA dental care. And some of it is just unbelievable, some of the things that have happened here. Do we have a...
Yes, we have a Fox 32 news clip.
Okay.
Now they're fighting for care. Fox 32 has learned of serious neglect in the national policy for our veterans' dental care.
In some cases, the Department of Veterans Affairs is allowed to pull out all of a veteran's teeth and not replace them, leaving the veteran toothless. Natalie Bomke reports on how this is impacting veterans' lives.
I was a draftee. I'm not an, you know, they called me, I went.
Charles Medalis served his country in Vietnam, but 50 years later, he's taking on a new battle. Medalis suffered an extensive infection in his mouth back in 2015. Doctors from the Department of Veterans Affairs performed surgery and had to pull out all of his teeth.
So they called me in there and they ripped 23 teeth out at once.
The surgery fixed the infection, but Medalis was left toothless. He then asked for dentures, but was told he didn't qualify.
It changes your whole life. You can't eat right. You can't look right. And you people don't understand what you say as much.
Charles was left looking for answers. And then the group Smiles for Veterans stepped in.
If it would not have been for our program, Smiles for Veterans, providing Charles with that full set of dentures, he would have been toothless for 3 years.
Patricia DeVore is the founder of Smiles for Veterans, a program developed by VFW Auxiliary Post 7452 in Montgomery, Illinois. In 3 years, the nonprofit has funded dental care for nearly 100 veterans who don't qualify for it through the VA.
Most are Vietnam era veterans. They were subjected to Agent Orange, which everybody knows stays in their, that poison stays in their system forever. And one of the places that it does first show its ugly head is on their mouth, their teeth.
In the fine print, 7 categories of veterans are eligible for VA comprehensive dental care, including former POWs, homeless veterans, and veterans deemed 100% disabled by the VA. Charles fell into the latter category earlier this year and received dental implants.
They should replace your teeth. They should make you whole again, and under any conditions.
A new piece of congressional legislation that would provide comprehensive dental care to all veterans is slated for a House vote later this year. Illinois Congressman Randy Hultgren is a co-sponsor of the legislation.
There's also a cost in not doing it that leads to much more expensive health problems among our veterans. So healthy veterans ultimately save dollars in the long run for the VA.
Vets gave this country a shot at losing their life. And anybody that does that should be reconsidered and given benefit.
Natalie Bomke, Fox 32 News.
Well, the Department of Veterans...
We thank...
Fox 32.
Fox 32. Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Yes,
pull out
is.
23 teeth at one time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they showed the guy. It was horrific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a shame. I mean, when you have surgery, especially connected to your service...
Sure.
And then to leave somebody not whole after the service, after the surgery, is ridiculous. In the civilian world, you'd have a lawsuit easily.
Yeah.
What's more sad, I think, that Congress makes $174,000 a year for life. They have the best insurance and benefits. So they get sick, they go to the hospital. They get sick, a toothache, they have dental care. Now, Congress declares war. They have the final sign-off, and they send these men and women into battle, into war. So if you have $174,000 a year in a salary, you can go to the hospital when you need to. You can go to the dentist when you need to. Then you need to please collectively, the new Congress coming in for 2018, 2019, vote this bill, H.R. 4556, out of committee, put it on the floor, and let's pass it. Because if you have teeth and you can chew your food, then they deserve to have dentures or whatever else they need to chew their food. Or you don't need to be in office. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah. Consular?
Yeah, no, I just think, you know, whether you
you go to war. You know, I guess when I went to Vietnam, none of the congressmen sent their children to Vietnam, and none of the senators sent their children. I think maybe it was one congressman out of the entire Congress. And as Glenda said, they send people to war. Not that you even have to declare a war, because Vietnam was never a declared war.
Right.
And some of these other, you know, were not wars. I don't think we've had a war since the Korean War. I'm not sure that was even a war.
We didn't declare war in Iraq or Afghanistan. It was just operations.
Yeah, just operations. I don't know that since World War II. But you've got a lot of veterans who are suffering, and some of it's service related. Some of it isn't, though, even if it's not service related.
But in particular,
you can't take out somebody's
Vietnam
23,
veterans.
Especially, yes, certainly, but take out somebody's 23 teeth and not replace it with anything is absurd.
What you going to eat for the rest of your life? Macaroni and cheese and mashed potatoes?
Pablum or, you know, Gerber.
And that's sad, but it shows the afterthought that veterans become. I mean, it's like an afterthought. Oh, yeah, by the way, you're wounded for life, or you have a medical ailment from service that you've given to this country. You know, we need to start thinking about that before we send people into harm's way, and also start making sure before we start waging these wars and doing these unlimited operations. This is the 17th anniversary this year of our Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation of Enduring Freedom, and they're still going on. These things haven't even unwound yet completely.
We
lost six soldiers this year in Iraq, seven in Afghanistan this year, but the war is supposed to have been over.
So the longest war we've ever fought.
Right.
Let's go to Janice. Hi, Janice. Thanks for calling.
I said maybe if they'd have been illegal and not served their country, they would have gotten medical care. Because I noticed with these illegals that they was marked in hand over fist. Get them medical care. Get them this. Get them that. But for men who served their country, my mother's brother served his country. He was over at Hines Veteran Hospital. So when he died, the man said, I read his file. He was a good soldier. My mother told me, get those papers ready.
Okay.
You treated him like dirt when he came home. She said, get his papers ready. Let me sign them so I can get out of here. And when they put that flag in his coffin, she told him, take that out. They treated him like dirt. That's what I told Jesse Jackson Jr. I said, you treat illegals better. You treat our veterans. They're living on the streets.
Yeah,
and I see them every day downtown. And I like what Willie Wilson said. Where is our sanctuary? Where's the sanctuary for the men who gave for this country? Those draft dodgers such as Bill Clinton, this president now, and George Bush. They're living better than the veterans. They're living on the street corner while these lowlifes and illegals are living like kings.
Thank you, Janice. Appreciate your call.
Speak the truth.
Next issue, we have a CNN clip talking about the veterans again. Philadelphia Marine Corporation homeless veteran will get the money of $400,000 owed to him from the GoFundMe campaign. This is a New Jersey case that's been very interesting. Listen up on this.
What started out as a feel-good story that went viral has become a nasty dispute over money in a New Jersey court. A 35-year-old homeless Marine Corps vet, Johnny Bobbitt, gave his last $20 to a woman who ran out of gas. So Kate McClure and her boyfriend, Mark D'Amico, started a GoFundMe page for Bobbitt. They raised more than $400,000. But Bobbitt sued when the couple refused to hand it all over to him. Kaylee Hartung's joining us now. Kaylee, the court order deadline has passed now for this couple to hand over the cash. Are they saying anything at this point?
Well, Anna, Johnny Bobbitt's attorney tells CNN today that money is not yet in the account. And at this point in this feel-good story-turned-feud, the couple isn't talking. The last we heard from their side came from their attorney in court on Thursday, in which he said the couple has agreed to a forensic accountant. They've agreed to open up the books of their accounts where those fundraising dollars were deposited to be inspected. And remember, Johnny Bobbitt isn't just saying that this couple has refused to hand over the money to him. He's claiming fraud on their part. He is claiming that Mark D'Amico and Kate McClure committed fraud by using the money in this fundraising fund, quote, as their own personal piggy bank to fund a lifestyle that they could not otherwise afford. He claims they've gone on lavish vacations, shopping sprees, and even gambled away some of that money that people donated on his behalf. The couple has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing and denied these claims being made by Bobbitt. They say they're wary of giving Bobbitt large sums of money because they are afraid he'll buy drugs with it. They say in less than a two-week span, he spent $25,000, much of it on drugs. And before the judge ruled that they turn over this money, D'Amico told the Philadelphia Inquirer that he would rather burn the money in front of Bobbitt rather than give it to him because he said giving an addict that money would be like giving him a loaded gun.
So do we know how much money has actually already been given to Bobbitt?
We don't. This is another part of the he said, she said version of the story, Anna, in that this fundraiser garnered approximately $400,000 through the GoFundMe project. Well, GoFundMe takes out some fees. You're left with about $360,000. Now, Bobbitt says he's only seen $75,000 of that pot. The couple's attorney, though, says they have spent about $200,000 on him. So this is where that forensic accountant will get into these financial records, dig through them, and try to make some sense of it. He's got until September 10th to do that, but until that analysis is done, we're likely not to have any more answers. And in the meantime, Johnny Bobbitt will continue living on the streets, Anna.
We thank CNN for that. This is a real issue. We had a discussion already before we
started. Sean and I did. Right. Sean and I had a heated discussion.
Yeah, who wants to start off?
Make some good radio here. Go ahead, start. Yeah, I'll be the ref. If you be the referee.
Yeah.
My thing is, as a financial advisor, as someone who sees these types of situations on a regular basis, mm-hmm. I think the problem was with this case is that you had – first, back up and go back to the beginning of the story. It was very profound that Johnny Bobbitt, who's a Marine veteran, mm-hmm. lived off I-95. This young lady, around midnight, was driving home, and about this time last year, her car ran out of gas. She had no money. Mm-hmm. So he walked to the gas station, got a tank of gas, then drove her to helped her get to the gas station, put gas, walked back to the car, got her to the gas station, filled her tank up. So he had more than $20 to fill up his tank. Mm-hmm. Then the next day, the young lady and her boyfriend came back and actually brought him home with them, and then set up a GoFundMe page in the backseat of their car. In the car ride home, they set up this GoFundMe page. They had no idea it was going to raise $400,000. The story was a phenomenal story. Once you hear the details, a lot of people from all over the country chipped in and raised this money. The proper thing, and Ernesto, you would probably co-sign on this for me as well.
Not co-signing on anything. Finish the story.
Well, no. Well, the thing is this. You got to do things the right way. This happens all the time when you have large sums of money and no accountability and no oversight over this money. So this money is there. They bought him a camper. They bought him an SUV. Uh-huh. The SUV and the camper disappeared.
Okay. Now, this is how you and I disagreed before the show started. I said to you, first of all, he didn't have to give them money to help them. If he's on drugs so bad, I've never seen a drug person just say, here's my last money, or here, what. He didn't have to do that.
Right, didn't.
Maybe it wasn't his last money.
Whatever it was, he didn't have to do it.
Okay.
Secondly, they use the circumstances of him being a veteran and the feel-good story about what he did to raise money. So now once they raised money, it was his money to do whatever he wanted to. But no, they wanted to become judge and jury and decide, well, you're on drugs. He couldn't have been on drugs that bad, honey. He bought you some gas.
Well, the thing is,
because he could have kept that money and used it for drugs. So that's BS.
No, it's not. If you've lived with dealt with people that are on drugs, good people are on drugs all day long and they do good things.
That's
what
they say.
The problem is, what you don't want to see happen is that this person doesn't get the care and treatment that he needs and ends up dead a year from now because he's got $400,000.
Exactly. So I agree with that, Sean. Put the money somewhere in a trust.
And that's exactly what we're talking about.
But they used it.
They used it. I was wrong. But that's what I'm saying. You got to have oversight.
It's fraud.
You must have oversight and you have to set it up the right way. What should have been done, they should have, first of all, clearly outline what they wanted to do with the money. They didn't have even a definition of what they were going to do with the money. They said, let's raise some money for the homeless veteran. Great. But once you get the money, whether it's $10 or $10,000, what they probably thought was going to happen, didn't know it was going to be $400,000. When do you start to develop a plan of how this person's going to get off the street?
Ernesto, where do you stand on
this? This is what I think. I think that, first of all, we need to check out GoFundMe. It does a lot of good things, but it's subject to fraud also. Mm-hmm. Now, GoFundMe made, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 off of this. Now, GoFundMe needs to be some oversight over GoFundMe. Because I could go down there and say, you know what, guy, I'm going to give you some money. I'm going to stage mm-hmm. this whole thing.
Right.
Then we're going to put this on television.
Exactly.
And then we're going to put it in GoFundMe. We're going to defraud the public.
Mm-hmm.
And who's to say a lot of the public has not been defrauded by this GoFundMe business? So, I mean, GoFundMe needs to be monitored because they are putting this out here in the public. and people are, you know, giving money to it. Mm-hmm. It could be a fraud on everybody's part.
Exactly.
And I think that something such as this, yeah, it should, you should have certain parameters. You should have certain regulations. You should have put it in some kind of escrow. You got to make sure it's legitimate.
Right, absolutely. Exactly.
We don't even know that some of these things are legitimate that GoFundMe puts out there.
Right. Yeah. The money, for all we know, could have went to a regular bank account under the original.
Who gets paid? GoFundMe.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that's the problem. So when you have something set up like in an escrow or a trust account for the veteran, then have an outline as how you're going to get this guy off the street.
Let's take a call. Yeah. Minister Plump is calling. Hi, you're on WVON. Thank you for your call.
Yes, hey. WVRN.
Yes.
Thank you. The mm-hmm. world's greatest station in the nation.
Thank you. Go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, I'm a Vietnam veteran, mm-hmm. and I wanted to invite all of the veterans in the city of Chicago. I'm a part of the Harold Washington American Legion Post 1987. And tomorrow and every Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30, we are at the Swift Mansion location. And we're helping all of the homeless veterans or other veterans that need a job or a business to get started. And our location
Sir, can you please call? Can you please call the office at 312-803-2618?
Oh. Okay, let me get that number again, please.
3-1.
And we just wanted to make sure that you all be open to come to the Swift Mansion every Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30.
Give us the address of the Swift Mansion.
Okay, pardon me?
The address of the Swift Mansion.
The Swift Mansion is at 4500 South Michigan.
Okay.
And that's every Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30 to be my guest. I'm great. Minister Robert Floyd Plump.
Yeah, I know who you are. I know who you are. Yeah, okay.
And we do the parade. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, we work with the Harold Washington American League.
I know that. Give him the number once more.
Minister, you ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And people can reach me for jobs at 312-671-2773.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we have another that we were going to discuss, but I'm not sure we want to because we've taken so much time. What do you think? We have a great guest here in the studio.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. So excited.
So, the other thing we were going to discuss, we had a CNN clip on this, but we're going to save it. It's interesting. Can military commanders refuse an order from Trump?
And by him being commander-in-chief, that's really important.
There is so many things going on within his administration, which is...
An illegal order. You don't have to obey an illegal order.
That's right. True. That's
because,
exactly,
you know, you have the Nuremberg defense, which is, I was ordered, Hitler ordered me to kill these Jews or whatever. That's no defense.
Right, exactly.
So with the things going on there and with people in his own group, we don't know what's going to happen next. But... we got to talk about something more pleasant right now.
Break?
We will...
break?
Yeah, take a break. Thank you.
You're welcome,
very much.
Sweetheart.
And then we'll be back with our guest.
Yes. The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
America! Sweet.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, WVON host and honored veteran, inviting you to listen every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. as I host America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power regarding the treatment of veterans, retired and active, discussing concerns for affordable housing, social services, Medicare, and all services geared toward veterans. America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power. Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, I'm O.S. Owen, the volunteer recruiter for the AARP Foundation Experience Corps. AARP Foundation is proud to partner and sponsor America's Heroes Group. Hey, Cliff, veterans matter, and they're one of the great pillars of our communities across this great country.
As a veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, I totally endorse AARP Foundation Experience Corps Volunteer in guiding the next generation of readers.
We both agree veterans would make great volunteers for our children.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, veteran and host of America's Heroes Group.
Hi, I'm Chuck Bourne, veteran and advisory board member of America's Heroes Group. Veterans, family members, and community.
Please join America's Heroes Group every last Saturday of the month for a buffet dinner at Pearl's Place, starting at 6 p.m. until 7:30 p.m.
We can't think of a better place to eat on Saturday than Pearl's Place.
Keep your finger on the pulse of urban radio by tuning into WVON, the only urban talk station on iHeartRadio. Download the iHeartRadio app today. It's absolutely free.
WVON.com, the website. Check it out.
Back. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly, and this is, of course, America's Heroes Group. And you can call us at 773-591-1690. We are always pleased to have a great guest with us, and today is Dorothy R. Lavelle. She is the editor and publisher of the Crusader Newspaper Group, which most of you people listening probably know about. And if you don't, you should know, and you will know by the time we finish. Dorothy continues to be at the helm of the Black Press of America. She runs that whole organization. Since 1968, she has served as editor and publisher, as I said, of the Crusader Newspaper Group, Chicago and Gary, Indiana. She's been a member of the National Newspaper Publishers Association for more than 49 years. She started when she was 2 years old.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness.
And has served as president of the association as well as in other capacities. On June 23rd, 2017, she was elected chairman of the National Newspaper Publishers Association. She previously served concurrently as president and the foundation. And I could go on and on and on. And if I did that, we wouldn't have time to talk to her. Ms. Lavelle had a day proclaimed in her name by former Illinois Governor Pat Quinn. In 2014, she was inducted into the National Association of Black Journalists Hall of Fame in August of 2016. How are you?
I am great. I am just great and grateful to be on this side.
We are.
And blessed, to say the least.
You know, you have done so much, but and I've known you for years, but the thing that surprised me, and I was honored to be one of the people, a host, when you had that event downtown.
That was our 75th anniversary of the Chicago paper.
It was.
Yes. It was quite an event.
Quite an event. It was a brand new hotel.
Yes.
People couldn't even find it.
Right.
Some cab drivers didn't even know it. That must have been the first major event of
that. It had actually opened in March, and our event was in June.
What was the name of the?
Lowe's.
Lowe's Hotel, yeah. Uh-huh. Huge
Lowe's
place.
And beautiful.
Beautiful.
Beautiful place. Beautiful
but
place.
But you packed that place.
I did, and I didn't make any money. Because I kept the tickets at $75, and the meal alone was about twice that amount.
Wow.
But
I can attest to that. The food was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
And the service was just fantastic. Yeah. That was the first time some people had witnessed the waiters come into the tables, and when they put out the salad, all 10 people at the table got their salad at the same time.
That's true. They were great.
That was a fantastic event. People were talking about it long after it was over.
I'm still talking about
it. And then we came back the next year, and we celebrated 55 years of my Gary paper. And we were lucky enough to be in the B. Coleman hangar at the Gary Airport.
Right.
Of course, that's owned by one of our very well-known black businessmen, Mr. L.Z. Higginbottom.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And he allowed us to use the place. I don't mind telling you, that was an expensive event, too, because you had to bring in everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, we were celebrating our 55th anniversary of our Gary paper, and it isn't about making the money. You want to say thank you to the people who have supported you over all of those years. And I could use some of that money right about now, but
we'll do a GoFundMe page.
That's right. That seems to be the new con.
That's right.
And so at any rate, it has just been my pleasure for the last 50th year to be publisher. I worked 7 years before that. My first husband was one of the founders of the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Cliff, you know all the history on
the
Crusader.
Charlie Armstrong?
Well, Charlie Armstrong used to have a paper called the Chicago Metro News. Yes.
He wasn't affiliated with the Crusader?
No. His was the Metro News. You probably think he did because now we have a gossip column and Charlie had one too.
I'm going to tell it.
Charlie had a hot skillet or something like that. Yeah. So I knew Charlie, and we were in the association, the NNPA organization together.
Bill Garth.
All of them. John Sinstack, who served many years as publisher of the Chicago Defender, was the founder of our national organization. So the Crusader has a long history with all of our publishers here in the city. And let's not forget about Hurley Green. The Bulletin newspaper, who passed on a few years ago, and now his son, I think, is doing online. We are working with our local publishers to try to increase the viability and the resources to carry on what we do.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Listen, one thing I want to ask you, I'm so pleased at this. You are partnering with America's Heroes Group and our talk show. Tell us the significance of that. This is going to be great for us.
Oh, absolutely. I have been approached by the dynamo of this group, Glenda Smith. I mean, you can't tell her no. And then she brings Cliff along, and Cliff is all persuasive and always so well respected that the Crusader could do nothing but say yes. Let us be a part of this movement.
We appreciate that.
I don't mind telling you that she enlightened me of many of the things about our veterans. And certainly, they are most important, and we should always honor them and revere them and to make known the service that they provide for all of us.
Yeah.
And I'm not a veteran, but I certainly am appreciative of the service that the veterans yeah. have provided for us to be safe and to have resources. And I'm just really surprised that, unfortunately, many of our veterans are not being treated very well by some of our governmental agencies and others that could make life better for them.
Absolutely.
So we said yes right away, because what we want to do at the Crusader, we want to just amplify what you're doing here on the radio every week.
That's great.
We want to carry articles. Mm-hmm. We want to do special editions that can go in depth. On information about our veterans and their needs and how we as a community can better serve them. So we are just looking forward to it. We are going to start with information every week in our paper, something about
how,
our veterans.
How often does your paper come out?
We're weekly.
Once a week.
And where can you get it?
Most Walgreens.
Subscribe, Walgreens?
Yes, you can also subscribe. We mail them. Through the U.S. Postal Service.
Okay.
So we, wherever newspapers are sold, we right. try to be there. Now, they don't have to take us, if you're aware of that, but we try to have them available. And many people come by our office and pick it up, those who are close by in the neighborhood, because we are located at 6429 South King Drive. We've been in that same spot for 50 years. We are right across the street from the Parkway Gardens housing development. So we are in a community, right in the community. I remember once one of our newspapers went downtown. I just couldn't understand who they were serving at that location. I thought that was not a good decision. And they moved back to the south side.
It didn't work.
It did not work. Not at all. Yeah. But
headline should be, we goofed.
They did goof. But we want the listeners to know that we have a desire to make life better for all of our citizens. And this is an important part of it, and one that in the past we have not done as much as we'd like to. We've done stories here and there, but we want to do something on a consistent basis, and we want the community to join with us.
How does the national organization work? I mean, is it going well? Because there's so much that we, meaning African Americans, need to, you do with the Crusader. But does that work?
You've
got a lot of influence there.
Well, yeah, I serve as chairman of the board.
I know you do.
Yes,
yeah.
And we have a wire service, which could be a good asset to this organization and for it to be known nationally.
Absolutely.
If it's not. And,
that's great.
And so we're working on revamping it as we speak. Our wire service, but you can go to Black Press USA.
Black Press USA.
Do that on your computer and look at Black Press USA.
Okay.
We have articles and information every day. But in addition to that, we are doing videos. We did carry live stream. Aretha Franklin's funeral.
Right.
And so we are making,
That's
advances,
good.
And we certainly will be pushing information about this wonderful group through our national channels. As a matter of fact, next week I'm headed there. Usually people go because of the Congressional Black Caucus, but NNPA also holds its leadership reception, and we also have our quarterly board of directors meeting. So I have just devoted my life to the Crusader and NNPA.
Yeah, I know you have.
No doubt about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we hope to use what little influence to help push this program along. And certainly we hope that the veterans will be able to get better care when they have to use their facilities. We've heard of the horror stories of how they have to wait for long periods of time. The service and health needs are not always met in a fashion that people, period, should be getting. So for someone who have given so much to all of us, for them to get less than the best treatment. It's just a horrific situation.
We are so happy to have you with us. You can help us so much, and I'm glad you're going to do that.
Yes.
That's Ms. Dorothy Lavelle. Let's take a call. A number is 773-591-1690. Let's go to Kenneth. Kenneth, hi. You're on WVON, America's Heroes Group.
Yes, thank you very much, Clifton.
Sure.
Thank you to you, the publisher of The Crusader. We have been funded by the Boeing Corporation to provide a free program for veterans and their children in science and engineering for grades K through 3.
Excellent.
And we wanted to work with you to make sure that they're aware of the program. We're going to have our registration September 22nd, and we can send more information to you about it. But it's free. It's K through 3. But the veterans would be with their children, and they'd be introduced to science. And we're also introducing algebra concepts to kids and their children in kindergarten, first, second, and third grade.
Now, Kenneth, this sounds great. What organization is this?
It's the Chicago Pre-College Science and Engineering Program.
Oh, that's great.
So important too.
Well, I would invite the caller to certainly send us information at the Crusader.
Right.
We'd love to have that information for our readers. They can do that by sending it to news@chicagocrusader.com.
That's great.
And, oh, yeah, we will send it to you. And,
and Kenneth,
but we
also
really need help.
Yeah, I want you
to make them aware.
Yeah, yes. And that's good. And I give the number so that Glenda will have it also for us. Okay?
Are you ready, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 312-255-7111.
No.
Well, he can do both. Give us your number. What is your number? 312-255-7113. Uh-huh. 7113. Okay, now.
Our office number is 312-803-2618.
This is a great, and registration is the 22nd of September, right?
Yeah, we have more information about it. But I wanted to start this process, and maybe we can start getting it, because we've been trying to work with veteran groups. I've been trying to meet with them, tell them about the program. I've sent information, so I'm hoping I can get to them through you.
Okay, we'll work on that for sure. Okay, Kenna?
Thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. That's great. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, we
really
have two
that.
Issues that we could talk about it in our paper. So
that's good.
That would give an opportunity for people to take advantage of the program.
We'll make sure of that. Brother Monsong is with us. Hi. You're on
WVON. Hey, hotep to everybody
there.
Yes,
sir.
And I want to ask the Queen Mother of Publishing with the NPA.
What does that mean? Oh,
grand.
I said she started when she was six.
Grand. That's what that
well,
means.
Thank you so much for that compliment.
I used to live in Jacksonville, Florida. I was organizing down there, broke Kwanzaa to Jacksonville. Mm-hmm. And I worked with many times with Isaiah Williams.
Oh,
Ike Williams.
Yes. I knew, very well.
I wanted to know if you knew him.
Yes.
Awesome brother.
Yes, indeed. No
you know,
doubt
and
about
we miss him terribly. You know,
I know.
I met him in the early 80s. And,
yes,
you know,
yes.
And so, just wanted to know if you knew him.
Yes, I knew him, and I think Reverend Holmes is now...
Yeah, R.B.
Is now publishing the paper, and we encourage you to support him in his efforts. You know, our newspaper business, we're being affected by many things as well as the mainstream publishers. And so we need for you to support our publications wherever
we are.
Yeah, Isaiah Williams was a great guy.
Do you also have anybody from the Florida Star?
Have Mr. Madison.
Oh, okay.
We have Mr. Madison,
and
who
Ryan.
Yeah, who is with the Florida Sun.
Right. Oh, beautiful.
Okay. Yes, I know most of them.
Madison, thanks so much. Good to hear your voice. Okay, thanks for calling. Yeah, he's a great guy. Let's go to Calvin. Calvin, you're on WVON 1690, America's Heroes Group. How are you today?
I'm doing fine,
good.
Cliff.
Good.
Doing fine.
Okay.
I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
I'm a veteran also.
Good.
And right now I have a Section 3 business, construction business.
Great.
We're doing a contract with Chicago Housing Authority. And I think more veterans, you know, should know about these opportunities for us, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to light construction, because all these mm-hmm. companies that are getting this money from the federal government, they're supposed to have set-asides for, mm-hmm. you know, small businesses, Section 3 businesses, especially with HUD, you know, all that stuff going on. So I'd like to come over there to the Crusader and talk to you about it one time, ma'am, so we could get this information out there because,
yes.
you know, I was a homeless veteran at one mm-hmm. time, and,
wow.
and now mm-hmm. I got me two trucks. And,
yay!
And
that's great. Yeah. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah. People
did you get that? You didn't get that through GoFundMe, did you?
No, I didn't.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear you talk about the opportunities through HUD.
Yeah.
HUD used to advertise in our newspapers quite heavily.
Mm-hmm.
They have not done it since President Bush was in office.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly plan to call on HUD to make sure that they are taking care of these programs that we depend on so much. But in addition to that, our newspapers need the mm-hmm. advertisement. And in that way, we can inform all of our people of the opportunities through HUD.
Yes, yes, because mm-hmm. your newspaper is in the neighborhoods. I pick them up all the time inside of Walgreens.
Yes.
Yeah, in the Walgreens and at the restaurant Thomas's over there on 87th Street.
And they can't keep them at Mariano's, and we had to kind of twist Mariano's arm to do some business with us.
Wow.
Yeah,
but they can't keep them there. I mean, they are gone. And when we did the Aretha Franklin story, mm-hmm. they had to go back and replenish many of the stops.
Sure.
All of them were gone. They were calling from
Calvin,
95th and Ashland, everywhere.
Calvin, we got to get a number on you, Calvin, please.
Oh, okay, I'll give you my number.
Wait, no.
No, he can give it to us.
Okay.
And we can
0773-668-7939. Now, any veteran can call me because we formed the Section 3 Business Association because
right.
we want everybody to know about this money that HUD has out there.
That's great.
You know, and helping it even the startup money for your business too.
That is great.
What was it,
like
one more time?
It's a secret that's out there that I found out about, and I'm telling everybody.
Kevin, repeat the number, please.
773-668-7939.
Okay.
Calvin Jackson.
Calvin Johnson.
Calvin, we invite
Jackson.
You to
come.
Jackson.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Listen, I'll tell you, too, mm-hmm. you keep listening, if you will, because at the end of the show, Glenda will be giving our number, too, so I want to make sure you get that also. Okay?
Yes, sir. I enjoy your show.
Listen, you're great, and thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you.
No problem.
I want to invite Calvin to come by the Crusader. If I'm not there, they keep me traveling quite a bit these days, but if I'm not there, there's Sharon Fountain, who's my managing editor, that can, and Eric Johnson, who is also on WVON a number of times in regards to our news stories.
Mm-hmm.
We would
mm-hmm.
welcome him to come.
Ms. Lavelle, how does a paper like the Crusader and this environment in today's society, where so many newspapers over the last 50 years have just drifted by the wayside, how do you stay viable?
Okay.
Good question.
Let me just tell you that it's a challenge, but if you know the history of the Black press was not founded for the same reason that the mainstream press was founded. And so it calls for a lot of innovation.
Mm-hmm.
It calls for a lot of dedication.
Mm.
It calls for people volunteering and helping us to do our job. So the Black press was founded to give Black people a voice. They had no voice in 1827. And that was when the very first Black newspaper was founded. So a love, a dedication. And you have to really have a passion for this field.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that at least maybe one person may learn something.
Yes.
One person might be inspired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One person may be on the verge of giving up. And some kind of a way they find some information that may help them in their circumstances. So it's that kind of energy and passion that I bring to what I do.
You certainly do, Dorothy LaVelle. And you
That's
sure
what I do.
And we are just so pleased to have you associated with America's Heroes
yes,
Group.
Yes, we
and thank,
are.
And thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, yes. thank you for having me. It has
You're
been a
wonderful.
Blast.
This has been
I'm
great.
On my way to Washington.
Okay.
And I'll say hello to all you guys there.
Absolutely.
You know,
well, I'll talk to you.
And tell them about it.
Great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're so excited to have Ms. LaVelle aboard as a partner of Chicago Crusaders. Any questions or concerns regarding affordable housing, social services, wellness care, and any other concerns or questions, please feel free to call 312-803-2618. And we're located at 155 North Wacker Drive, Suite 4250. Sean, social media.
And be sure to look at our website, americasheroesgroup.org. That's hashtag AHG. And also see us on Facebook and Twitter so you can see these stories and many more and leave your comments for us.
Thank you, everybody,
for
listening.
To our technical producer.
Isaac Taylor, our technical producer. Thank you, Isaac. As always.
Yes, and allow me to offer our sincere condolences to the Poindexter family on the loss of their father, Army veteran William Poindexter. I've had the pleasure of knowing him since 82, and he was a good man. So our sincere condolences to the entire family of Poindexters.
Safe weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yay.